Hello all, what's up? Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click Podcast Inglês Online. Let's begin with a pretty interesting phrase, get away with something. Let me give you a very simple example. Imagine you work in an office with your boss and two other people. So there's three of you reporting to the same person, the boss. You and your co-workers, Monica and Jacob. Now, your boss doesn't like it when you and Jacob are late. Yesterday, Jacob arrived 10 minutes after 8 and the boss reminded him that work starts at 8. Last week, you were only 5 minutes late and the boss told you he expected you to be on time every day. However, when Monica is late, that's a different story. Monica arrived 15 minutes past 8 last week, and the boss didn't say anything. Yesterday, she had a long lunch and got back to work at 2:30, and again, the boss didn't say a peep. Monica is obviously your boss's favorite, and she can get away with almost anything. Again, Monica can get away with almost anything. What does that mean? To get away with something is to escape the consequences of something you did. Not just any consequences, though. Unpleasant consequences. When someone gets away with something, that means this person isn't facing potentially unpleasant consequences that other people might face if they did the same thing. For example, if you're late to work every day, there are probably going to be some unpleasant consequences, like your boss is going to give you a warning. If the dress code at work is business formal and you wear jeans, there may be consequences. If you're young and live with your parents and they give you a curfew, in other words, you have to be home by 9 p.m. every night, and then one night you arrive at midnight, there are probably going to be consequences, right? So when someone gets away with something, that means they do that thing that, in theory, no one can do, but nothing happens to them. Somehow, they don't suffer the unpleasant consequences. Like Monica at your office. She gets in late and nothing happens. She forgets to turn in her weekly expense report on time, and the boss doesn't say a word. So Monica can get away with being late, and she also gets away with not being on time with her report. She can get away with mostly anything. She's the boss's favorite. Do you have any examples of your own? For example, when were you able to get away with something and you were actually surprised you got away with it? Maybe you didn't follow some rule somewhere and you thought you wouldn't be allowed to participate in something, but you got away with it somehow. Maybe when you were underage, you wanted to go to a party where only people who were over 18 were allowed in, and you managed to get in. How did you get away with it? Did you present a fake ID at the door? Here's a very common phrase that you hear a lot in movies and sitcoms. You'll never get away with it. That's what your friend will say if you tell him or her that you are going to sweet talk your teacher into raising your grades. You're going to tell your teacher a very sad story about how he didn't have enough time to prepare for the exams because you were caring for a sick relative. Your friend hears that and says, "You'll never get away with it. Forget it." You think you'll get away with it. You have rehearsed your story, and you think it's pretty convincing. You're pretty sure you'll get away with it. Your friend thinks it's a waste of time. He says, "You'll never get away with it." One more example. Your local movie theater has a promotion for this weekend where kids younger than 12 years old get in for free. Your niece, who is 14, says she'll try to pass for a 12-year-old in order to see a movie for free. You look at her and say, "You'll never get away with it. You're tall and you don't look like a kid anymore." You think she'll never get away with it. She won't be able to pass for a 12-year-old. So I'm waiting for your example in the comments. When was the last time you were able to get away with something that even you didn't expect to get away with? Talk to you next time.